Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Good morning on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is 66 degrees, 7:11 on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Chris Miller, and for Lucas McFadden, he's got the day off. You can also find us on AM 1340. You can find us, the list gets longer and longer every day. You can find us on both the WRHI and CN2 Facebook pages. You can find us on CN2. That's cable channel 102 through Comporium. And, of course, WRHI and CN2's YouTube channels, WRHI.com, and the free WRHI app.
That's right. For all those spring breakers out there.
Yes.
I hope they've got that app downloaded.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss or listen to the next guest, because that was a great play on music as well, TJ. Total Eclipse of the Heart. We are getting ready to experience an eclipse next week on Monday, April the 8th. And to talk about that is John Diana. He is with the Museum of York County. You are an interpreter there, but also a NASA partner eclipse ambassador. So you said that I had to put that word partner in there. You don't want people to think that you work for NASA, because right now you don't work for NASA, but I said it was fancy enough all the same. So we welcome you. Thanks for being here, John.
Good to be here.
So if you would just, I am not a science person. I'm just never been good at it.
Took me some time.
So take us back to basics and really explain to us what an eclipse is and what we can expect on Monday.
So what we're looking at on Monday is a partial solar eclipse. To begin with, there are four different types of eclipses, solar eclipses. We've got total, that's what everybody gets excited about when every little last bit of the sun, save for the outer portion, the corona, is blocked out by the moon. We've got an annular solar eclipse, that's what we had last October. They call it a ring of fire because the moon doesn't quite blot out everything. There appears like a ring of fire in the sky. Then there's a partial eclipse, that's what we're getting here. On Monday, we're going to have about 79.4% of the sun covered. It'll look like a crescent sun up in the sky. That's what we're getting here. It starts about a little bit before 2 o'clock.
Okay.
The most we're getting, that 79.4% should happen right around in the 3 o'clock area, 3:30 around there. And then it'll end shortly before 4:30.
So what,
but what's happening,
yes.
Yeah, sorry, up no, in the sky, what's happening is that the moon is just moving in between the positions of the Earth and the sun. So we just get a nice shadow, a nice bit of the moon blocking out the sunlight. That fourth type of eclipse is an interesting one. It's called a hybrid, and that's where it shifts between that ring of fire, that annular eclipse, and the total eclipse. Now, this year is going to be really, really special as far as the eclipse is concerned, because it's during what's called solar maximum, which means the sun is at its most active. That happens about every 10 years. So it's kind of rare to see a total solar eclipse and solar maximum at the same time. So I'm really excited.
No, so I'm trying to make sure. So we're having a partial.
That's right.
So we will not get completely dark.
At around
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's not going to be completely dark.
Right.
Will it look like dusk? Will it just kind of become a little bit darker and then get lighter as it passes?
That's probably what's going to happen. A little bit darker. It's possible with what we've got that the animals will start thinking it's dusk and start kind of changing their activity. That happens during a total solar eclipse. But we'll just have to see. Comparison last time, we got a lot more. In 2017, I can't remember the exact number, but we got very close to totality, somewhere in the 90 to 98-99% range.
Yeah,
so it's going to be very different.
Yeah, that was wild. I remember that like it was yesterday. Of course, I think that the total eclipse was somewhere between here, like Winnsboro, I think,
is where
the total line went through. But if you remember that, it got almost eerily dark, to your point about the animals. Everything got quiet. You know, it just was really weird, because that was at about like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. It was sometime around midday. I remember here at Broadcast House, me and Manning Kim, we were back there with our
with your glasses.
Looking up in there. It was the one of the wild, and you could take your phone and you could take pictures of it. It was one of the wildest things.
Well, and that brings us to the next question. What do people need to expect and be prepared for, and how do they prepare, especially where your eyes are concerned by looking at it?
So yes, looking at any part of the uncovered sun is very, very dangerous. You could get permanent eye damage, not a fun situation. What you need, there are a couple different options. My favorite is the glasses. You can get super safe eclipse glasses from several sources. The museum is selling them for about $1.25 a pop. The York County Libraries, while supplies last, will be handing them out for free. So that might be a good good option. I would call the library first to make sure before you drive out there, but that's a really good option as well, because if you get fake glasses and they don't block out the right parts of the sun, you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that, because it's so easy to go on to, a lot of people want to go to Amazon and places like that, and you have to make sure that it's a trusted source, and knowing that the museum and the library here, I mean, $1.25, come on now.
That's easy, yeah.
It's worth it.
And then you just keep them and you can use them for the
time. Yeah. Other alternatives are, you can get welder's glasses, number 14. Those will work. You can get a pinhole viewer if you can't find actual glasses. That's a card with a hole in it. You hold it perpendicular to the sun coming through, or hold it so that the sun can shine through onto the hole onto the ground underneath you. And it kind of gives you a projection of what it looks like up in the sky.
But the safest way is probably going to be to go with glasses.
Look, just spend the $1.25.
That's right.
Or the glasses.
The only reason I mention the pinhole viewers is because the glasses can be hard to find. In 2017, they sold out everywhere, so we try to give people options.
Well, you still have a week. It's a week from today, so it should give plenty of time to get out to the museum or for just $1.25, get yourself a pair of glasses.
Now, is this something, the eclipse, something that the whole country will see at the same time? What does that time lapse kind of look like?
It should be about the same time.
Okay.
You know, accounting for time zones for everybody. But it's a really narrow band. The path of totality is not wide. Again, we're seeing about 80% here, that 79.4%. If you go to Texas, parts of Texas, you'll see probably the best totality you can see. It's long. It's over 4 minutes in Texas, which is really, really good. Usually it's a lot shorter than that. Myself, I'm going to be in Bloomington, Indiana with some family. They're right in the path of totality. But other parts of the country, like further out west, you're not going to see as much.
Okay.
But it's all kind of happening, again, if you account for those time zones, at the same time.
So why is Bloomington, Indiana, and Texas both getting almost 100% totality, whereas we're kind of, if you look on the globe, we're almost in the middle of those two. We're only getting, you know, 80% roughly.
Yeah. And that's just, it's, again, a very narrow band, and it's curved. If you look on the map, it's a curve across the country. So we're not quite in that little ribbon that you would see on a map if you're looking at the map of totality.
Mm, okay.
When do we expect this to happen again? Like, does this happen every couple of years? What does that look like?
Well, actually, that's the disappointing part. There are 2 to 5 total solar eclipses, or at least 2 to 5 solar eclipses every year worldwide. But that's worldwide. It doesn't happen everywhere that frequently. And actually, unfortunately, the next total solar eclipse in the United States is not going to be for 20 years, 2044. And it's not even anywhere close to us. I believe it's going to be on the other end of the country, Pacific Northwest or something like that.
All right. Next week is your chance, folks.
That's right.
We've been kind of spoiled lately when you talk about 2017. We had in October, which, I mean, we've had a lot.
We have.
That's right.
I think about those young kids, that are in grade school and stuff like that. They think, this stuff happens every year. No.
Yeah.
Next time it happens, you'll be an adult.
It's a real life, science lesson. So again, this is going to take place on Monday, April the 8th. Starting at what time, John?
A little bit before 2 o'clock, I believe.
And then it'll be done by?
A little before 4:30.
Okay.
One thing to do is be prepared, too, because that's right around pickup time for a lot of our students.
That's true.
We actually, My son goes attend Sunset Park. They sent out an email saying, hey, we will have school as scheduled Monday the 8th because there are some school districts
that are
canceling due to that. But yeah, there will be school in the York County school districts on the 8th that day.
That's right. So make sure that you also get your glasses. You can purchase those at the Museum of York County for $1.25, or you can pick them up for free at the York County Library while supplies last. So like John said, go ahead and give them a call before you come. But John, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
We're looking forward to Monday, April the 8th.
Me too.